These figures show us about the state of the market. Have the old-timers BT and relative newcomers Carphone Warehouse managed to cling on to their customers? Let's talk to Eddie Murphy, who's an analyst at the Communications Research Network. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
What are you expecting today from both of these companies?
Well, for BT, it's been doing quite well recently, but I think we're looking at a possibility of tougher times ahead, so it'll be interesting to see if those tougher times have started to bite.
Tougher how? Churning?
Churning, certainly, and also, I mean, BT has done very well, as have most other companies, out of the growth in the broadband market over the last few years. But that growth is starting to slow down now as we're starting to reach a saturated market. So it'll be interesting to see if that's starting to bite on BT's figures.
Yeah, one of the puzzles is whether people want to have their phone, their broadband, their TV, their internet all together. Because this is certainly the proposition that was put by Virgin, this quad play idea that you have them all together. But Kerry Stanway from Which? Told us this about this increasingly popular option of bundling.
Our satisfaction survey results certainly seem to indicate there may be some loss of quality if you're going for a package that tries to include everything and be a bit of something to everyone rather than specialising in one particular area.
Eddie, is this true of communications? Jack of all trades, master of none?
Well, I think it's very true. What we're starting to see is companies moving into areas where they traditionally haven't been operating. So, for instance, if you take an operator like Orange, which has been a very successful mobile operator, when it moves into the area of providing broadband, it's struggling and it's learning as it goes along, and as a result, customers are being let down. And that's not unique to Orange, by the way. I'm not just picking on them. I think difficulties for customers have been experienced simply because the operators are learning how to do new things.
What about BT? Talk about restructuring plans. Some people speculating on job losses.
Yes, I think, well, BT announced a restructuring plan at the beginning of the financial year. I think we're going to start seeing some of the effects of that plan coming to bite now. There has been speculation in the press of about 5,000 job losses being announced this time. I think if it is announced this time, it will be the first of a significant number of job losses in BT over the next few years.
That's hard to hear if you work for BT, but thanks very much for that, Eddie Murphy. We'll bring you news of that, of course, if we have any official confirmation of job losses as and when it comes.
To put things in perspective about the dollar, one of the guys in the office